What's up, everybody? It's Gabriel, and we're back with a brand new episode. If you guys are on YouTube watching this, yes, I got a good camera. I love it. This camera looks amazing. I feel like you can see every little detail, and that is awesome. Also, quick little update. I'm going to be getting something here soon, so keep in tune for that. If you guys are on the audio, well, I haven't gotten a good microphone yet. Hopefully this is still good enough for the time being. So this episode is going to be about holding your ground. I just wanted to touch upon this because I feel like I have been having an issue with holding my ground, right? When I want to say something, when I want to do something, and not being able to hold true to that, just because my mind, my emotions, and everything gets in the way, and I feel like I can improve on that. And I wanted to go ahead and speak on this because if I'm dealing with it, I know somebody else is dealing with it, and I want to be able to touch upon that. And yeah, it's my podcast, so whatever. So I have a couple of things written down here. So when you want to achieve something, you need to hold your ground, okay? Period. Whether that goes with business, with relationships, with personal stuff, with silly, goofy things like leisure stuff, you need to be able to hold your ground. You need to be able to hold your ground. Now, let's talk about business. How can you hold your ground in business? Easy. Scheduling, right? Let's say you prospect from 8 to 12. You tell your clients, hey, from 8 to 12, I am not going to answer your phone, your text, your email, nothing. Okay? So expect to hear back from me after 12. From 8 to 12, I am finding business for you and for other clients of mine, and that is time that I am not spending on the phone. Okay? Point blank period. Do not budge. Do not let that go, because the moment you slip up is the moment they're going to attack and abuse it. Okay, it's a slippery slope. You need to be able to set the standard, set your ground, and hold it. Okay, that's for business. Personal, right? Let's say you want to be able to, you know, hold your ground on eating better, right? You don't want to eat no more sugar for a month just because you want to try it. You want to be able to improve. You want to build a habit. That's awesome, right? Hold your ground. Now, let's say you have friends that you go out with all the time, or, you know, more than half of the time, and they have something sugary or something of that nature that they feel is a tradition, is a culture thing that you guys are always doing, and they want you to partake on that this time after you decided that you don't want to do this anymore, meaning you don't want to eat sugar anymore, right? You need to be able to hold your ground. Excuse me, I'm burping. You need to be able to hold your ground. You need to be able to tell them, listen, I don't want to have sugar anymore for the rest of the month. Give me to the rest of the month. If I feel better, I'll let you know if I'm going to carry on with this. Maybe we can adjust. Maybe we can just still do it. You guys eat your sugar. I'll eat something as well that's not so sugary. And that way we both have a good time and still, you know, carry on with our social life, right? But you need to be able to hold your ground. You need to be able to tell them, no, listen, I don't want to do this anymore. This is for me. My peace of mind, my happiness goes above everything. And you cannot fuck with that, okay? Plain and simple. There's no need for me to do this if I don't want to do this. Okay? Let's say a leisure activity, right? You want to stop watching too much TV. You want to stop getting on social media for unnecessary stuff, right? If you're using social media for business and you're posting things on a schedule, do that. That's perfect. That's the way you should be using social media. But if you're indulging on a bunch of garbage, like scrolling on the explore page for hours and hours and hours, if your time spent on social media is more than 30 minutes to an hour, right? There's a problem, because you're not just posting and checking and responding and doing all those things. You're doing extra shit. It's wasting your time. That is killing your brain and it's rotting your soul. Okay. Aside from that whole tangent, Those are some examples that I can give you on holding your ground with some things that may be an issue for you. Okay. And the reason why I wanted to go ahead and talk about this is because I feel like I've been in a slump in according to my business, like in my business. And I feel like I've been doing a set of habits that have been doing nothing but hindering me. And I'm noticing these things, right? And I see them happening, and I'm going to make a change, and I'm going to hold my ground, and I'm going to be taking my business by the balls and making it my bitch, pretty much, okay? So what I wanted to present to you guys, a question, is what am I doing different? What am I doing? Well, all right, first, what am I doing right now, right? How am I doing it? What am I doing? How often am I doing it? To what degree am I doing it? Once you get that, then you can understand, all right, is this helping or is it not? If it's not, eliminate it. If it's an issue that's already at a big scale and you feel like you won't be able to attack it cold turkey, start by reducing it little by little. Eventually, you're going to get to zero, and eventually you're going to be eliminating that bad habit completely, and you won't have to deal with that anymore. But the point is you have to be able to set new habits, because this is a lot of the problems between holding your ground and you know, being able to expand, being able to grow, is the part of your habits, right? You need to be able to have good habits so you can be able to implement the new activities you want to do, implement the new lifestyle you want to achieve. You have to be able to change something within yourself so you can be able to see that change and become that change. You can't just say it and dream it, because it would never happen. You have to be able to take action for something to happen. You have to be able to do something so that something can react. Okay. So if you're doing something like a bad habit, right? You're not doing your prospecting, you're not role playing, you're not following up, the reaction will be your skills will get bad, you'll get rusty, you will lose out on potential leads that you have in your database that will go ahead and list with somebody else if you're in real estate, things of that nature. You have to be able to start developing better habits so you can be able to implement better results and implement better, you know, routine, so that you can be able to experience what you want to experience and not just dream it. Okay. Now, I also wanted to talk about what happens when you don't hold your ground, right? Because this is important as well. This is a mind game. This isn't just, you know, physical. All right, I got to be able to, you know, not eat or whatever, eat sugar or whatever you want to say. You have to be able to mentally check in and be aware of what you want to do so you can be able to carry that out. Because 99% of the problem is right here, okay? Your mind dictates your temple, your body. Your mind is what controls everything. Once you control your mind, you control how you act, how you plan, how you do everything physically. So control this and everything will follow. It's like a domino effect. But what happens when you don't hold your ground? You get upset, right? You get frustrated. You get disappointed in yourself because you knew what you wanted to do. You knew how you were going to do it. You knew how things were going to come about, and you still failed to hold your ground. So you get upset. You disappoint yourself. You beat yourself down. Let's say you were smart enough to get an accountability partner so they can help you through this situation. You tell them what happened. You let them down. You go ahead and you step back. Whatever progress you made, you step back all the way because you're already fucked up. Now, if you want to be able to be like, all right, shit happens, you know, bump around the road, let's move on. That's probably the best way to go about that. But you still messed up. You're still going to beat yourself up about it. And you're still going to be like, damn, I could have been better at this. Do you really want to live your life that way? It's going to get to a point where when you stop holding your ground, it just becomes who you are. It just becomes your reputation. It just becomes something that just that people will expect from you. And do you really want somebody to be like, yeah, I know that guy. He doesn't really, you know, fucking say what he's going to do. That sucks. That's the worst thing somebody can say about you, other than the worst thing somebody can say about you, right? I feel like, to me, the worst thing somebody can say is, yeah, that guy is not a, you know, his word doesn't mean shit. That's something to me that holds value, you know, being able to say something and do it. And not only do it, but do it correctly and do it the best way they can. So when you don't hold your ground, a lot of negative shit happens. Yes, it's rough. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it's mentally challenging in that moment, especially when you see a big ass pie that's just staring at you all fresh and smells amazing and you just want to eat it, but you know you're going to have to hold your ground because you don't want sugar for 30 days because that's what you decided to do. Because you knew you needed that. But the beauty of this life is when you, especially if you live somewhere where you have these privileges of being able to enjoy sugary foods and stuff like that, is that there's always going to be the next one. Okay, you're never going to run out of pumpkin pie or whatever, as an example. And most of the time, I know this sounds stupid, but I saw this comedian, right, just to, you know, set this up. I saw this comedian, Dion Cole, right? I don't know if you guys know him. That guy's hilarious. There is a bit that he did in one of his stand-up specials where he said, you know, about, you know, bigger people, why don't they get skinny at least once in their life? And then he says, you know what it tastes like, stop eating that shit. You're good, right? He says something about that, he says something like that in that shape, you know, in that form. I don't know exactly the quotes, right? Whatever. But the point was that he basically said, you know how it tastes. It tastes great. But reduce the amount of times you eat it. If you love pumpkin pie, chances are you ate it already. You ate it before and you know you like it. Great. You know it tastes amazing. Now, if you set out and you're going to stop eating sugar for 30 days, don't have fucking pumpkin pie for 30 days. You're going to live. Whatever time you took from you were born to the moment you had pumpkin pie, you didn't give a fuck about it. It's temptations. It's the social pressure. If you're around people who want to eat pumpkin pie, especially during Thanksgiving, right? Let's say you do this diet thing during the holidays because you were like, I want to see what the fuck I can do here, right? Which, if you did that, kudos. That sounds like it was rough, but there's value in that. And if that's valuable to you and that's what you decided to do, then do it. Hold your ground, because you're only going to feel like shit after. That's the only result. Especially when you write it down on paper and you get somebody like an accountability partner that you know is going to help you and support you and not deal with any bullshit that you give them. It's only going to affect you negatively when you let your ground collapse. Okay. So as we wrap up, how do you reduce the amount of times you do not hold your ground? How do you improve holding your ground? How do you become better? Some things that I can offer you that you can do to be able to grow this is pretty simple, right? You want to be able to set some goals, right? You want them to be specific. You want them to be detailed in your time. You want to be able to be, you know, realistic. You want to be able to be, you know, achievable, so that you can be able to set it up, get it done, and aim high enough, but not too high where it's going to put you down. Okay. That's number one. You got to set goals within yourself. So if you want to stop eating sugar for 30 days, what's a goal? Okay. Do not eat sugar for 30 days. So starting May 1st, to June 1st, no sugar at all whatsoever. Unless if it's natural sugar, like bananas and stuff like that, that are fruits and they come from the ground. If that's, let's say that's your situation, you don't want to have any artificial sugar, any junk food related to that at all. Aside from the goals, you want to have an accountability partner. You want to have somebody who is going to have your back and who wants to do it, because if you have an accountability partner who is not going to be holding you accountable, then they're what the fuck they're there for, right? They're just eating shit. They're wasting your time. They're not helping you out. You're just expecting too much and they're not putting in that work. So you have to have somebody in your corner that you know is going to have you taken care of, is not going to put up with your crap, is going to tell you how it is, and is not going to hold shit back, okay? And they're going to keep you in check. And you delegate how much they're going to go ahead and follow up with you every day. You guys are going to have to set up a system on how you guys keep a track on what you do. But get accountability partner. Set up some goals about what you want to achieve and how you're going to hold your ground with it. And I don't know, read some books, read some news articles, read some blogs, or watch some videos on how you can be able to achieve the success you want to achieve in whatever way, shape, or form, whether it's you want to hold your ground in business with your clients and having them not walk all over you, or if in your personal life where you don't want to eat sugar anymore and how you can trick yourself into trying to reduce the amount of sugar you need by eating a supplement, like an alternative that's going to still satisfy your cravings, but not give you the sugar that you don't want. There's ways to do things. It's just, how bad do you want it? How bad are you trying to scavenger the world to find that information, or just scavenge your mind and try to find the fucking strongest person you can find to be able to hold your ground? The moment you hold your ground and the moment you achieve greater success over these bad habits, these demons, the better you're going to feel and the stronger you're going to be and the more successful you're going to be in any fucking aspect that you have in your life. And it is what it is. So if you're having issues holding your ground, find an accountability partner, set up some goals, make sure they're realistic, make sure you can do it, make sure you're growing, okay? And make sure you're doing it at your pace, because as long as you're growing, that's all that matters. All right, guys, that's it for this episode. If you guys liked it, leave a like, leave a comment, subscribe on the YouTube channel. If you guys want to share it, let me know. Share it, comment on whatever you guys want to comment. If you guys need any help, or if you guys have any specific suggestions on what I should cover, send me an email. I'll be waiting. Peace, everybody.